Coming up, it's our favorite guessing game, This, That, or the Other. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Kira, you recently got your dual citizenship in Romania granted.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then you had some good luck gambling over there?
Well, it was when I was still 20, so like a few months ago. So it was... And I was really excited to like legally be allowed to do that. And I was surrounded by like drunk old men. My mom was with me. She wasn't interested in this at all. So it was just like this weird young only girl and only young person at this table. That's pretty much the story.
And how much did you win?
Like 400 lei.
Which is?
Like $50.
Ah, yeah, that's great. That's nice. I like that. Katie, if I said to you, I'm going to move to L.A. and I'm going to get an apartment by looking at some Craigslist posts, what would you say to that?
I would say that would be a big mistake. I end up living with one of the founding members of GWAR.
That sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah, that sounds fine. What was wrong with that?
It was great. It was like living in a medieval foam sex dungeon.
GWAR, of course, being a heavy metal band that wears crazy costumes.
Correct.
And but he was no longer in GWAR.
But his costumes were in my apartment.
So he was still in the GWAR state of mind?
Yes, you can't leave it once you enter.
Good to know. Good to know. Well, in honor of today's special guest, Project Runway's Tim Gunn, we're playing a special edition of This, That, or the Other. I'm going to give you a person's name, and you have to tell me if that person is a famous fashion designer, a professional golfer, or a James Bond villain. We have found intersection between these three things.
Harder than you would think.
Now we're going to alternate back and forth, so no need to buzz in. Kira, you won the last game, so you win this, and you're going right to the final round. Katie, you need to win this, or I'm going to kiss you on the cheek and say, Auf Wiedersehen. We'll start with you, Katie. Francisco Scaramanga.
A Bond villain?
Bond villain, yes, exactly. From The Man with the Golden Gun. All right, Kira. Elektra King.
Bond?
Bond villain is correct. Yeah, you guys are nailing this. Katie, Irina Vitage.
A fashion designer?
Totally a fashion designer, yeah. I actually went to her Facebook page and she has the best looking friends. All of her friends have like cool glasses and a weird haircut. Like, and we have no mutual friends. No. Kira, Lydia Ko.
I think that's a golfer.
That is a golfer, yeah. Ranked number one women's golfer. She's currently 19 years old, and on her 17th birthday, she was named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people. At 17. At 17, I woke up with two golf balls in my mouth.
Man, I would like to hear the rest of that story.
Katie, Kim Ellery. And it's Kim with a Y, by the way. K-Y-M Ellery, just to be clear.
The Y makes me think it's a fashion person.
It is a fashion person, yeah. Kira Angela Stanford.
Fashion designer?
Andrea Stanford is not a fashion designer. Can you steal Katie? Do you think it's a pro golfer or a Bond villain?
I want to imagine it's a very smart Bond villain that went to Stanford.
And just took
the name.
Yeah. It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
But I won't say
that. Oh, yeah,
that's
your answer? All right, that's your answer. Sorry. I didn't realize your musing was your answer. That's incorrect. Yeah. All right, these are your last clues. Katie, Hugo Drax.
Gonna say a Bond villain?
Yeah, Bond villain. Yeah, right. And Kira, Brandon Maxwell.
Fashion person.
Yes, he's a fashion designer. Yeah. All right, Puzzle Girl Archung, how did our contestants do?
They both did great, and congratulations. Katie, you've tied it up by winning that round. So now it's time for a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth naming things in that category. The first contestant to mess up by giving a wrong answer, repeating an answer, or taking too long is going to be eliminated. You're going to have to buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the gifts given in the carol, The 12 Days of Christmas. Katie, you're first.
A partridge and a pear tree.
That is correct. Kira.
Five golden rings.
Five golden rings, correct.
Two turtle doves.
Katie is correct. Kira.
I'm Jewish.
I'm going to have to give you 3 seconds.
Carolers?
No, I'm sorry, Kira. The other ones on the list were, in reverse order, 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 4 calling birds, and 3 French hens. I'm sorry we have to say goodbye to Kira, but congratulations, Katie. You're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Katie in our final round at the end of the show, and we'll learn about some famous historical women who could easily beat you in a fight. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.